You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
One of Utah's richest billionaires is suing his neighbors over what he calls their large, vicious, and aggressive dogs.
The same neighbors are trying to stop his new home from being built. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with details. Peter?
Amanda, billionaires Matthew and Tatiana Prince are suing their neighbors in Park City for walking their two Burmese mountain dogs and making them feel unsafe on their own property's walking trail. KSL.com reports the Princes claim the mountain dogs have, quote, aggressively chased and cornered them, calling the owner's behavior sometimes, quote, willful and malicious. Owner Eric Herman says the Princes are falsely attacking their dogs and trying to stop the dogs from walking any Park City road. Now, the Hermans and Princes are already in the middle of a lawsuit over an 11,300-square-foot home the billionaire wants to build on his property. The dog owners appealed the Park City Planning Commission's decision to allow the home, while the Princes say every property in the area is already skirting some local rules themselves. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
In sports, we still have two Utah teams in the big dance for the men's and women's brackets, and one of them is playing tonight.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, the Utah State Aggies are looking for their first NCAA tournament win since 2001 against a familiar opponent for BYU fans, the TCU Horned Frogs. Aggies head coach Danny Sprinkle says they know they've got to bring their A game.
We got a TCU squad that, you know, I've known Coach Dixon for a long time. I know how his teams play. I know how tough and grimy and gritty they are. And we know we're going to have to play our best.
The Aggies tip off tonight just before 8 o'clock. And I promise I'm not forgetting about you, Utes fans. The Utah women's team plays in the first round of the Big Dance tomorrow night at 8. The Utah men's team's also still in the postseason, back at home on Sunday night for the second round of the NIT tournament. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Things are not getting better for our Jazz. They fell to the Dallas Mavericks, 113-97 last night. The entire team only made 4 of their 30 three-point shots.
Oh, man.
The Jazz now have only won 3 games since early February. They'll be in Houston tomorrow night looking to turn things around.
While the Utah Royals didn't win their first home game since returning to the Beehive State, it is going down in the record books with more than 20,000 people at the game this past Saturday. It is now officially the highest attended women's sporting event in Utah history.
How about that? Scammers are trying to trick people into buying fake ACT prep courses. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, the way it works is that a scammer will call you and say they're with the College Board and that your kid applied for a testing material, meaning you have to pay up. Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says if you get a call like this, then double check.
Don't just, you know, pull out your credit card right there and pay them. You probably want to hang up the phone first, ask your child, did you actually apply for this prep course?
Now, additionally, Fox warns scammers will know the name of the student, their address, all the information you'd need for them to sound legit. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Scammers are still trying to get your money by claiming you missed jury duty. Brigham City Police Detective Crystal Beck says they're using shock and fear to try and get people to give them credit card information over the phone.
They don't want to be in trouble. They don't want, you know, the police to show up at their door.
Beck says no police department will ever call and ask for payment over the phone. The only way to handle an arrest warrant is by physically going to the court that issued it.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Former President Trump has until Monday to pay nearly $500 million in civil fraud case in New York. This morning, we're learning about plans to raise cash through his social media company.
Today, shareholders of a large shell company could vote on whether to merge with Trump's media company. That merger would put the media company, which includes Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, on the stock market. The former president's stake could be worth billions. Trump would not immediately be able to convert that stock into cash, but could potentially take loans out against it.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.